has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Berura Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi Sabir Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dawit Yud Kavshim Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamleim Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Lasim Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geah Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pe Zayan Ku Davatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Salumo Shin Kufav Sadi Yud Ta. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. We'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Ishkinte, Bidchilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'Shem, Yudhe, Bavavte, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadonai Elohino Alein de Maasei Yadenu Kalanei Alein de Maasei Yadenu Kalaneihu. Today we will study the fifth Aliyah of Parashah Shemot. It begins at chapter 3 of Exodus, verse 16, completes at chapter 4, verse 17. This is a total of 24 verses. We know the number 24 connects to this 12 hours of the day and the 12 hours of the night. The number 24 connects to the concept of time. Verse 16. Et zikne Yisrael we amarta alehem Adonayo hewahe Adanu yo yo ahedawanu heyo Elohe avotehem Nirailai Elohe Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov Le mor pakod pakati kati echem vietayasu lachem b'mitzrayim vayomar ale etnem me'ani mitzrayim el eretz hachna'ani v'hachiti v'ha
Yo,
danu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Maze v'yadecha v'yomer mate. Please notice the difference in the way it is said. The two words, mazeh, what is this? And the way it's written, mem, zav, hey. What is this or from this? Verse 3. Vayomer hashlikehu artza v'yashlikehu artza v'yehi l'nachash v'yana Moshe mipanav v'yomer Adonai yohewahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu hey yo. El Moshe shalach yadcha, wechos biznavo, vayishlach yado, vayachazek, bo vayehi lemate bekapo. Leman ya'aminu ki nira eilecha Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Elohe avotam Elohe Abraham Elohe Yitzhak we Elohe Yaakov Vayomer Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Da Wanu He Yo Lod Havena Yadcha Bechekecha Vyave Yado Becheko Vayotia Vehine Yado Mitzrat Mitzorat kashaleg Vayomer hashev yadcha el hekecha Vayashev yado el heko Vayotzia meheko Vehine shava kibsaro V'chayayim lo ya'aminu, lach v'lo yishme'u, l'kol ha'ot ha'rishon, v'he'aminu, l'kol ha'ot ha'acharon. V'chayayim lo ya'aminu, gam lishnei ha'otot, Haile willo yishmeun lekolecha v'lakachta mimaimei hayor v'shafachta hayabasha v'hayu hamayim asher tikach min hayor v'hayu Vayomer Moshe el Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Bi Adonai Lo Ishtevarim Anochi Gam Mitmol Gam Mishilosh Yom Gam Me'az Dabercha
Has joined.
Kikvad peupad lashon anochi. Vayomer Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu hey yo. Elav mi sam pela adam o mi yasu mi lemo karesho pilkeach o aver halo anochi adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo we atalech We anochi echiye im picha behoreticha asher tedaber vayomer bi Adonai shelach na bayad tishlach vayicharav Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo Yo ahe dawanu heyo, b'moshe v'yomer halo acharon achicha halevi yedati ki daber yedaber hu egam inehu yote likra o te likra o te Likratecha, veracha v'samach belibo, v'dibarta elav, v'samta et hadevarim, v'fivei anochi, echiye im picha, v'im pichu v'horeti. Edchem et asher tasun v'diberhu lecha el ha'am v'chayahu yihye lecha lafe v'yata teyye lo l'elohim v'yed hamati hamate Azetika biyadecha asher tase bo et haotot. We've completed the Hebrew reading. We will begin the English. Chapter 3, verse 16. Go and assemble the elders of Israel, and say to them, The Lord God, Hashem of your forefathers, has appeared to me, Hashem of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I have surely remembered you, and what is being done to you in Egypt. And I said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Again, we have the question, there's only six nations mentioned. Why not the seventh? And they will hearken to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, Hashem of the Hebrews has happened upon us, and now let us go for a 3 days' journey in the desert, and offer up sacrifice to the Lord, to Hashem, our God. However, I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go except through a mighty hand. So the question is, why is the phrase king of Egypt rather than Paro, which is what he has told us to call him? One explanation is that Hashem does not speak negative things. Another explanation is that he wants to relate the idea that Egypt, while it's the strongest, most powerful nation on earth at that time, is just one of many nations. Relative to Hashem, who is God. Verse 20. And I will stretch forth my hand and smite the Egyptians with all my miracles that I will wreak in their midst. And afterwards he will send you out. And I will put this people's favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. And it will come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty-handed. Each woman shall borrow from her neighbor and from the dweller in her house silver and gold objects and garments. And you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, and you shall empty out Egypt. Why did God use the phrase borrow rather than take? Moses answered and said, behold, they will not believe me, and they will not heed my voice, but they will say, Hashem has not appeared to you. Just like so many of people in our generation think that people who hear the voice of God and tell other people about it, they tend to lock them up in an insane asylum. And Hashem said to him, what is this in your hand? And he said, a staff. And he said, cast it to the ground. And he cast it to the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. First off, in verse 2, did not God know what a staff is? That he has to ask this of Moses? And which takes more letters and more words? What is the purpose of that? What do we learn from this? One of the things we can learn is perception. What the Lord sees is deeper and more involved and more aware and more expansive and more meaningful than what a human sees. What else can it mean? That one should not ask another, or one should not say to another, you have this, XYZ, but you should allow that person to define the thing for you with the word that he uses by asking them, what is it you have? Verse 4. And the Hashem said to Moses, stretch forth your hand and take hold of its tail. So Moses stretched forth his hand and grasped it, and it became a staff in his hand. What do you learn from this verse? There's a relationship between the snake and Satan, the negative system and the tools of the negative system. When you grasp the end of the negative system, the end of the tool of the negative system, the end of the snake, it becomes a tool in your hand. But you need to be righteous in order to do that. So be very careful if you are trying to do that. It is not recommended for most people. Verse 5. In order that they believe that the Hashem, the God of their forefathers, has appeared to you, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And the Lord said further to him, now put your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and he took it out. And behold, his hand was leprous like snow. Tazrat, the spiritual disease, not the physical disease. And he said, put your hand back into your bosom. And he put his hand back into his bosom, and when he took it out of his bosom, it had become again like the rest of his flesh. So why did it, Moses, who had been leprous, had the spiritual disease of Tzarat, why did he not have to wait and isolate himself for 7 days? Or maybe he did, because in the 8th verse it says the phrase, and it will come to pass, that if they do not believe you and they do not heed the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the last sign. And in verse 9, again it says it will come to pass, meaning that Moses would have had to isolate. If they do not believe either of these two signs, and they do not heed your voice, you shall take of the water of the Nile and spill it upon the dry land. And the water that you take from the Nile will become blood on the dry land. And Moses said to Hashem, I beseech you, Hashem, I am not a man of words, neither from yesterday nor from the day before yesterday, nor from the time you have spoken to your servant, for I am heavy of mouth and heavy of tongue. These phrases are open to a lot of interpretations. The Midrash explains the story of Moses and Pharaoh. Pharaoh tested Moses as a baby, as a toddler, by putting a diamond in front of him and putting a heated coal in front of him. And Moses picked up the heated coal and burnt his mouth rather than the shiny object. And that test was taught Pharaoh that he did not have to worry about Moses being the redeemer. Of course he did, but that's beside the point. But the Lord said to him, who gave man a mouth, or who makes one dumb or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, Hashem? So now go, I will be with your mouth, and I will instruct you what you shall speak. But he said, I beseech you, Hashem, send now your message, with whom you will send. And the Lord's wrath, Hashem's wrath, was kindled against Moses. And he said, is there not Aaron your brother, the Levite? I know that he will surely speak, and behold, he is coming forth toward you. And when he sees you, he will rejoice in his heart. You shall speak to him, and you shall put the words into his mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will instruct you both what you shall do. And he will speak for you to the people, and it will be that he will be your speaker, and you will be his leader. This is a corrupted translation. If you look at the Hebrew in verse 16, it's not in this verse, but elsewhere, very shortly, I believe it's in the Parashah of Bo, it actually says that Aaron is Moses' prophet. Doesn't say that he's a prophet of Hashem. And it's something that there's a lot of commentary on, and it applies, I think, to this verse, even though I don't see where the word Navi or the root of Navi is in these words. But that just could be my lack of vision at this point. Verse 17. And you shall take this staff in your hand, with which you shall perform the signs. The Midrash says, it's at this point that the staff of Moses had the 72 names of God imprinted on it. That's the end of the English translation. We have exceeded our time, but I'd like to just so we won't really have time to do any of the verses from the Perek Shira today. Does anybody have any questions? Classes today, the Sefer Yetzirah will be at the 11 a.m., a deep Zohar at 4:30, and a regular Zohar at 7 p.m. I bid you all a good day, a good Yom Tov, and much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you all.
Shalom. Be well.
Amen.
Amen.